This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The July car and truck sales figures have started to come out this morning. Ford sales fell more than 3%, with people moving away from cars into SUVs more and more. Fiat Chrysler is having a different morning. Its sales are up 6% for July with all those Jeeps. With consumer confidence up and some people feeling more flush because of the job market or the tax cut, vehicle sales have been generally strong this year. But for how long? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The auto industry is highly cyclical. When layoffs and foreclosures soared in the Great Recession, auto sales crashed. As jobs and household wealth have recovered, says Chris Hobson at IHS Market,
consumers are really in a good spot, and that's translating to auto sales.
Hobson says consumers are pretty much ignoring higher gas prices as they shop for new wheels. Pickups, SUVs, and crossovers now command more than 70% of the market.
Regardless of where fuel prices go, the seismic shift from passenger cars into light trucks and utility vehicles, that's going to be pretty permanent.
Kristen Jicek at the Center for Automotive Research says the biggest risks ahead are an economic downturn and the Trump administration's threatened tariffs on auto imports.
We show that the average cost of a vehicle sold in the United States would go up $4,400.
Jicek predicts even vehicles made here in the U.S. would go up about $2,200 because of all the imported parts they contain. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.